How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Time for us to do the news. Only the only way we know how to do the news, and that is the news that makes everybody say, "What the hell, Johnny B?"
Crazy people, crackheads, midgets, drunks, sexual predators, and occasionally a crazy crack smoking drunk midget sexual predator.
What the hell?
I did not like that at all.
None of us did.
Yeah, it was totally messed up.
Brace yourselves, Tampa Bay. It's What the Hell News on the Johnny B Show.
Guys, I don't mean to brag. I don't mean to boast. Yes, I like hot butter on my breakfast toast, but I just peeled off my peel and win sticker on my Dunkin' Donuts
and
cup.
And the verdict.
Now, they're giving away free coffee for a year. It's like the grand prize. Guess what I got? What you got? $2 off a dozen donuts. That's hot.
You're going to buy a dozen donuts?
$2 off.
While supplies last.
I'm going to eat them right before my sleep study.
You think you could throw down a dozen donuts in one
sitting? No, hell no. Hell to the gnaw. If I eat two, I'll feel nauseous. I can't. I don't like it. No.
I didn't say if you'll feel nauseous. You'll continue eating them.
I may die if I eat a dozen donuts. Yeah, it wouldn't be good.
Don't die, though.
I don't want to die. I ain't trying to be like, you know, rock stars from Florida. No. You know what I mean? What? I'm not going to do it, Ryan. Don't feel like you know me well enough to where you can predict what I'm going to do. You know what I mean? I'm not some hack radio bitch just finds any reason to play a sound clip. You know what I mean?
I'm really glad that's not you.
You know what, Ryan? You know what you could do? Stop.
Hey, Chooch just said he threw his shoe at the radio.
Hurts my feelings. Time for the news. American man has now waged war against a newspaper. Yeah. Says here this man is warring against the Straits Times. Do you know what the Straits Times is, everybody?
Negative. I do not.
No.
It's Singapore's biggest English language newspaper.
Ooh.
Yeah, I didn't know they had that. Yeah, it's also the country's highest selling newspaper.
Okay.
It's a publication that has won numerous awards. The Straits Times. Hell yeah. Well, Don Lavelle, not happy. Self-proclaimed counselor, consultant, curmudgeon. From Atlanta, Georgia.
I'm sorry, curmudgeon?
Yeah, curmudgeon.
Why not happy?
I don't know. I'll tell you though. He butted heads over vernacular differences between American and British English.
Oh.
That's his problem.
That can be a heated debate sometimes.
Really? Because I get it. Some of the words that we use in English mean different things that they say in English.
Like Fanny and Fanny.
Like fag.
Yep, that's a cigarette.
Yeah.
I'm aware.
Hello, mate. Loan me a fag, please.
I want to put that fag in my...
What?
Really no way to go with that.
What are you doing right now? Good Jesus Christ.
I thought you guys would be proud.
If you would have finished it. You got to own
it,
Ryan.
You got to finish the fag.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't... Yeah, you know, I didn't know.
Own it, bitch!
You got to finish the fag.
Yeah! Where were you going with that fag?
In my mouth.
All right, guys. It's been fun. Coming up next, Drew Garabo. Yeah. Some of the words that don't mean the same. You want to guess some of these words that he's not happy about? No? Don't want to? No?
Fanny.
Oh.
That's the only one I can think of.
Drink driving.
drink driving. That sounds like something Gennaro would tweet.
And I know. In the UK, they call it drink driving. Well, Don Lavelle's like, hell to the no. We don't call it drink driving. We call it drunk driving. But there's a lot of other stuff, too, that he has just went on complete war with this Singapore newspaper. In one tweet, he says, if you are trying to sway Americans, use American English. If you're trying to pacify the EU, keep up the good work. Believe that?
I believe it.
Yeah. But I guess they're a left-leaning newspaper from Singapore, and he's a right-leaning Atlanta guy. And the only thing he could really find to be pissed off about was vernacular. But the fight continues.
Everything else going on in this world, I guess that's not the worst thing to be pissed off about.
Uh-huh. They tweeted back at him, we use British English where English comes from. Oh, thanks and have a good day. Hot burn! They kind of, they have a point, though.
This is true.
It's called English.
That's from, you know.
England. Yeah. I is a bitch-ass move to bitch about stuff like that. There's way bigger problems in the world, you know? Yeah. Apparently, there's 6,500 spoken languages used on the planet. Did you know that?
52?
6,500.
That's a lot of words.
6,500 languages.
I don't doubt it.
You want to try to name them all?
No, I'm good.
We should do it.
No, it's not.
Let's name them.
What do we win?
Pig Latin. There's one.
Pig Latin's an actual recognized language.
Yeah, it is. It's for fat Hispanic girls.
See what you did there.
Yep. Bueno!
Poor Pavar.
Suspected car thief lured out of a tree by the police officers. This guy standing in a tree like a macaque monkey.
Sorry?
Yeah. He's in a tree. Yeah. And the cops lured him out. What do you think they used to get this guy out of a tree?
A taser.
Oh, no. That's an allure. That's an aggressive maneuver.
Fear.
Yes. You imagine you just taser him and he falls. And just... Is he dead? Nope. Then we did our job. What'd you say?
Beer.
Beer? That's not bad. Hey, bro, you want a brewski? Get out of the tree. I mean, I guess they could have just waited. Eventually, he's got to come down, right?
Well, here's my thing. Was he on private property? Was he, I mean, he's just hanging out in the tree. What harm is he doing to anybody?
Well, the officers followed him. He was suspected of stealing a vehicle. Then they first spotted him in the vehicle. Then they spotted him on a bicycle. Then the man, armed with a screwdriver.
Okay, well.
And carrying a backpack, threatened the police multiple times. He was heard shouting, shoot me and I'll stab you. I don't think that's how it works.
Yeah, that's not.
I don't, nah, that's
the series of events that you're, you know.
He's got it backwards. How about this? Really I will stab you with my Phillips head or my flat head, and then you will shoot me multiple times.
I will lefty loosey your ass.
Oh, all right.
I like it.
Ryan Adams. I like that. Did you have that one all like holstered up or really off the dome?
Right off the dome.
Oh, look how proud he is.
I'm proud of him right now. Look at that. I'm glowing like a dad watching his baby walk for the first time. Oh my God, I didn't get myself in shape. This baby's running through the apartment. Oh, lefty
Facebook
loosey.
Live and the whole thing.
You know what? Your comment was righty tighty with me, friend.
Yeah. I like that. I like that.
Anna?
This place is going.
Yeah.
It's going places.
I like it. No, they did what anybody would do in this situation. They offered the man a taco.
Oh.
Yeah.
He didn't take the bait, did he?
If it was a female cop, I could see where he would.
What?
See what I did there.
Oh.
Yeah.
What? Wow.
You want this taco? He's like, what do you mean? I don't see any restaurant bags in your hand. You know what I mean? She's like, you know you want us Taco Tuesday, Daddy. Get on down here. Right? Huh? Lefty Lucy? What? No, they offered him the taco after he threatened to shoot or stab people after he was shot. They were like, this guy's obviously not in the right mind. So they called out a special negotiator. And this negotiator used some of the worst fast food you could possibly eat. So they said, yeah, come on down. and you can have a taco. So after the man thought about it for a couple of hours, I guess he got hungry.
Oh.
And he finally came down for the taco.
Just one taco?
Yeah. And guess what happened?
He didn't get the taco.
No, they tackled him and beat the crap out of him and took him to jail.
What a dumbass.
Sucker. Sucker. It's like the Catch a Predator guys. They're like, and now you're free to go.
I want to know what the, you know, the transaction was like.
And you're free to go.
So I could just go, I could leave?
Yep.
No, the discourse between the two, was it kind of like a,
yeah, he's waving it in front of him?
Yeah. Is it crunchy or soft?
This is a,
yeah.
This is a double stuffed gordito. Chalupa Supreme, bitch.
And was he like, is that a taco? Or was he just like,
Here's a problem. This is the only real issue with this that I find is an issue is the man appears to be Hispanic.
Yeah?
Yeah. What
kind of a society do you think we live in?
I'm just saying. I think they, you know, they could have offered him a different kind of food. You know what I mean?
Well, then he wouldn't have taken the bait, though.
I know, but it just, you know.
I mean, who doesn't love tacos? Let's be real.
Yeah.
I have never honestly met anybody that doesn't like tacos, so that's a fair point.
Yeah.
But what are they going to offer him? Like a big old plate of spaghetti and meatballs or something? Like,
well, what
that would have got me down from there.
Because you're Italian. I get it. You know, I get that. You know what I mean? But it just seems,
see, if Johnny was in the tree, they'd have walked up there with a big old lobster pizza. That would have gotten Johnny out of that
You
tree.
Probably should have just stopped at Lefty Lucy tonight. You're really on a good. You're good. It's like I tell young comics. If you get a big laugh at 9 minutes and you're scheduled to do 10, just leave at 9 minutes. Don't stretch out that minute to fail. You reached your...
But then who would have answered the phones?
Your pinnacle. Well, really, is anybody really answering the phones all the time? Really?
Not
really?
This girl.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, there you go, guys. Next time a guy's hiding... high up in a tree.
And he's brown.
Jesus, Lord, why? Why, Lord, I want to do radio, and this young lady just don't want me to do radio. I sit down on my knees. And
but
I
did
sit.
It work, though?
Yeah, they got him down.
Oh, so, there yeah. you go.
It wasn't even a cop. It was a neighbor. The neighbor's like, hey, bro, get on down here, man. I'll give you a big-ass taco. You know I got the best tacos.
Did he
man.
Show him the taco, or
yeah.
he just, no, was he waved, it just empty promises?
No, he waved it at him. He was like, check it out. He probably made the taco
empty,
talk. Like
empty
he,
doggy bags.
He probably worked it like a little, like a taco puppet. Like he, you know, he's like, come on down here. Oh, yeah. Come on down. Yum.
Yep.
Yeah, and then he came down. And we should take a break.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.